W Mobile.
Good morning, Ken, KM4NAP.
Good morning, Ed. Not as cold as it was yesterday morning. And that man, you sure were early yesterday.
Shocked everybody.
To be that early.
Have to wait on the Wall Streets because they don't print them on federal holidays. So, that saved them about half an hour.
That website address I sent you, and that, it shows you where, you know, last reported some other country was online and that, but when you go down looking at it, most of the frequencies are in the extra band.
You called the big boys. That's the one that everybody's wanting to make contact with. Why? I don't know. They all just as much fun as one of the other to me.
I said some of them were on, so I tuned on down there, and yes, sure enough, there they were. But they were just carrying on regular conversations like we are right now. You know, it wasn't like, here's my call sign, here's the signal report, bye, see ya.
When we get our extra class, we'll get down there and rub elbows with the hot dog.
There you go. Man, you about wore me out on Saturday.
No gain, gotta work you up, build you up.
Stay up till about 10 o'clock to go ahead and get past 33.
That just shows dedication. That's what it takes to be a good DXer and a contester.
But I actually did make some contacts on 20 meters, so that was good for me. That was the first contacts.
Made a couple of contacts, if I remember right. I take it back. I made five on 20 meters that day. But yesterday, I could just barely hear them.
Get on yesterday. I was whooped. By the time I left work a little bit late, then I had to go to the grocery store and make supper, and then work called. I had to do some of that, and wash the dishes and that, and it was like, it was already 7:30 by the time I got that done. I just sat down on the couch and relaxed for a few minutes and then went on to bed.
Say, did I blame you?
A little bit this afternoon. I gotta leave work about noon. And then I got a 3 o'clock appointment. And that, so I might be able to get on a little bit before class. About 6 o'clock, I'll be off until the next day.
It's hard for class now, so you can teach me.
Down at the bottom to the last year's class, that was pretty good. If you watch that first part, that math part, I mean, you can watch it, but it's only going to be a maximum of 4 questions that you'll even have to use any math, and more likely you're probably only going to get 2 of those.
But I don't mind. I went out and got the calculator to 9 yards. I looked at some of that stuff. And I've done some of the math, you know, that they do. And it ain't all that hard.
It's just a little intimidating, you know what I mean? You got a whole chapter on all that stuff. And I think it takes 2 weeks to get through it. But there's really only about half a dozen questions in that whole section.
Take practice tests. You know, you probably gonna wind up at one time or another with all 4 of them. So that part you need to memorize, I would say, to be fair to yourself.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do. And then I went through, I guess, the first couple of, you know, I read the first couple of chapters, watched the video, and I went through the back of the book and took the, you know, the first couple of pages of questions, and I knew all of those, so that's a good sign.
Getting edumacated.
Yeah, Roger, on that one. Have you ever done any satellite communications?
You wouldn't know how to start.
We're working on a little bit of that tonight, and DXing and contesting, and you know, how to how to get your call out there and figure out what's happening and that. So that should be helpful anyway. For contesting, do you get credit for contacting somebody on two different bands, or is it just one credit?
Each band, from what I understand.
Well, I know a couple of those parks that I was doing, they'd be on one band, and then the next minute you turn around, they'd be on a different band, and that's, I didn't know if they got credit both ways or not.
Pretty much the same they do. I have to check in and make sure, but it makes common sense that they would.
Some of them, they must be retired because I've caught them at parks, you know, I mean, several different parks on several different days.
I'm retired.
Parks out towards the west.
20, most of the parks are out toward the west, because I saw two yesterday. One was in Colorado and the other one was in Texas.
Yeah, those are out on 20. Maybe it's, you know, a little more flatter or something and it works better.
I see it working in Texas, but Colorado ain't all that flat.
Yeah.
It's pretty. I love it out there. I've been there one time. I want to go back.
A couple of years. It was really nice.
Like to win the lottery and buy me a couple of thousand acres of land in Montana up next to the mountains and just move out there during spring and summer and early fall and come back here in the wintertime and thaw out.
Yeah, I had to adjust the other station. I had a little bit of static on it and it was trying to come in. There in Colorado at about 8,500 feet, and that was really nice. And that man, my two oldest stepsons, they really struggled out there if you're doing any work when we first moved out there, just the altitude, and they struggled to get enough oxygen.
Hey, Friday, I can understand that.
Yeah, it's really something, you know. Even when it snows, it's business as usual. Nothing ever changes. And that, I know when we moved up the mountain, it snowed 12 inches overnight.
Would make my grandbaby very happy.
You snowball with it the first day it falls for sure. It's just so powdery, and that you just can't believe it until you see it.
I went out to Cheyenne. It snowed the night of 4th of July out there, and we walked across the parking lot the next morning, and the snow was just like dust. As soon as you put your foot down, it just blew away.
Just open up the car door and slam it shut, and all the snow falls off. On the deck in the sunshine, drink coffee in a t-shirt and be 35 degrees and snow everywhere and be fine.
I sit on the porch to drink coffee and hit 35 degrees, but I don't think I don't think I was in a t-shirt.
Yeah, on the news, those poor people up in Newfoundland, man, they got covered up.
Seen any news? What happened? How much did they get?
Those people, they dug out all their cars that were parked out on the street, but the snow in the middle of the road was still 6 foot deep.
KK4NX Mobile.
Good morning.
It's cold.
Yesterday.
Not a foot of snow either.
Down for a minute or two. Mine Tim yesterday.
Is he out there?
I mean, I hadn't seen him this morning, but he didn't send me no email address.
Get Ed to remind me. I'll send it to you this morning when I meet up with him.
Got a couple of packages for you in the back seat.
I finally got your detect
projector and pinpointer with me.
Worried about it. If I needed it, I knew where it was.
I still need to get you to come up. I think Ken's been up to the house, but get you to come up and see it.
But that's not a true statement. I was saying if you go up there to Mike's house, make sure you take your antenna off of the roof, because he'll tell you it won't hit no tree limbs, but that'd be a false statement.
Watch everything from my world of Prius, so my Prius isn't as tall as your truck.
On the porch, but if I go up here, I'll probably be in mama's car. She won't let me put no antenna on it.
He could go ahead and get Carol to get her license, then he could go ahead and put antenna on her car. She's been around you and radio, and that she'd be able to pass that test without even looking at the book, I would think.
That radio any attention.
He'd already be at work.
Yeah.
The boys yesterday, they spent the night with us last night, so he wouldn't have to lay out.
So I'm sick, are they, Mike? Sick, are they?
His daughter had to be somewhere, so somebody had to have him this morning. They spent the night. Them kids is wound up. Man, those kids wound up. They love coming up to Germans.
Thank all the goodies and snacks and stuff that they get.
I told them, I said, you want me to stop, get you a bag of candy? And the oldest one said, well, we got a bag of snacks and stuff. And he said, we got plenty of food. And I'd already bought a pizza, and the youngest one said, well, I don't have any gummy bears. And I said, well, I'll stop and get you some gummy bears. And the oldest one said, nah, well, we got pizza, too. You done got us pizza. We're fine. We don't need anything else.
Oh, well.
Funny.
Spoiled, I admit it. With capital S, they are spoiled.
You always get them a little something. They're always appreciative of it. I'd give them kids the world.
If I'd have known having grandkids was so much fun, I'd have had them first. Boy, an AP for ID. Come on in here, Ken. Quit going to sleep or going down the road sipping on that coffee.
KN4TFW. Yeah, I was agreeing with you when, you know what I mean, having the grandkids first, they're awesome, and every time they come over to our house, all they really want to do is eat.
I know.
Called me about parts last night, so I guess it's going to be wide open starting this morning.
Better go ahead and buckle on up the seatbelt and get ready.
For a part, and I know I bought it, and I know I put it in the cabinet, and what they did with it after that, I ain't got a clue on that, but I know it's somewhere there at the plant. They're just going to have to find it.
What call you?
At 5:30 yesterday evening. Broke a little shaft, and that probably have to have one made at the machine shop this morning, because they broke two within a month, so I didn't have another spare, so I got one coming, but it's coming from Italy.
If you have somebody locally make it.
You get somebody to reverse engineer it, draw me a print of it, and then I could have it made local and get it a little quicker for sure.
Time to put your expertise to work.
I'm getting in a bad spot.
Sitting there on the radio on Saturday, and I remembered that I had my my headphones that Susan and I used when we're at the racetrack, and that, and them things plugged right into that radio and worked good.
Good. I'm waiting on them to come up with Bluetooth for ham radios.
That's about $30, I can buy a Bluetooth card for it and put it in there and make it be Bluetooth. I guess that would put it over the speakers on the radio.
Big Bluetooth probably like Vox. If you sneeze or burp, everybody in the world will hear it.
You're right.
One day I turned running the frequencies and I stopped and I heard this noise and I said, I ain't never heard that before. I sat there and listened and listened. There's a guy on Vox, he done fell asleep in the chair and was snoring.
Like putting the car on cruise control when you're sleeping. Just ain't gonna work out real good.
I did use Vox on that radio. And I don't plan on using it on the one I got now. I just rather mash the button. That way I know I won't make no mistakes that way.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you on that. I just can't see that it'd be something that I would use.
You ever use Vox on your radios?
If I have on some other radios, not on any of these.
Look, I guarantee you I'd wind up embarrassing myself real bad. Here, Mike, tell us something good.
Down in the hole, boys.
Oh, but you still got out.
Inhaled this morning.
The heater fixed.
Bet on that one, I guess. Probably not this week, next week.
End up waiting till spring.
Hey, I made it to work, so I'm going to tell you guys 73. Hope you guys have an awesome day, and maybe I'll catch you again in the morning, hopefully. KN4 TFW.
Glad you made it in safe. Have a good one. 73, old man.
KN 73.
I'm done and done. Careful, because this cool weather has got deers moving, and I don't want you trying to get some deer meat.
I don't.
Running up, back up that way. Morning, P. Friday. What's gas prices back up your way?
I don't even know. I've been getting gas in town.
The cheapest I found it over this way is $2.12.
It was $2.20 something the last time I fueled.
No bitty thing. He probably run 2 weeks on tank.
A week or so. Thing holds. It's about 40 miles a gallon.
Don't know if it's true or not, but I read somewhere years and years ago that right after World War II, a man developed a carburetor that got 40 miles to the gallon, and the gas companies sued him and took him to court and forced him to sell that plant at them, and they never produced it.
Heard the same thing.
See those plans. This cold snap's supposed to, well, cold spell supposed to last.
To, I think, the second week of February.
Go buy me some more Long John.
Picker of Carhartt insulated pants. 30 years ago, I still wear them things. Those things, wintertime, they've got a felt lining, and they're insulated. Wow, things are warm.
Pair of Carhartt bib overalls. And I'm going to tell you what, them things are hot in the summertime. Them things are heavy and thick.
You make an insulated coverall that's pretty doggone warm.
My legs, yeah, that part's fine. It's just from the waist up to my shoulders, get a little cool. I sure in the heck don't want to catch no cold in that weather like this. The shirt that I got and the one I got for you, it'll keep you pretty warm.
I'm to it.
I've got it with me, so just be ready to do some sweat.
PS is telling me I'll get down there about 14 after 6.
That's about what I think would be about right.
Left a little bit early. I looked it up last night. It said about 40 minutes, but evidently that wasn't exactly right.
It takes about an hour from my house to Aunt Sue's.
About what this is going to be, about an hour trip.
Kind of few. I've got to get some gas or I'm going to be pushing this truck, so I'll give you a holler now in a few minutes.
For NXE. For NXE, N4ZLK. Name is Shane. Good morning. Shane? A couple times. It's been a few years. I've heard you guys here in the morning, and I get the idea that you live out there somewhere near Aunt Sue's. Is that correct? I live up that way as well.
That's right. I live right behind Aunt Sue's.
So do I. Sort of. I go up by the vineyard and turn in at River Bluff there. River Bluff.
Yeah, I'm on Weaver Creek Trail.
The road that goes behind Aunt Sue's there, over to the recycle center, isn't it?
Country Back Road, Weaver Creek turns right off of Country Back.
Very good. Well, I guess we're practically neighbors then.
Yes, they are.
Yes, I talked to you, I know it's been 3 or 4 years, I was running... coming back up from Columbia. I heard you and I think he's a relative of yours talking, and then now I go to Greensboro, and sometimes I catch you guys coming when I'm coming down in the morning. I'm either listening to the radio or I'll have this one on, and I just kind of keeps me awake. I kind of listen to the conversation.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's Tim. That's my son-in-law, KK4POT.
Good. I knew there was a relationship somewhere there. And my son-in-law, one of my son-in-laws, well, my only son-in-law at the moment, he just got his radio, ham radio license, about 2 months ago. He lives up in East Flat Rock, he and my daughter. And couldn't get any of the other kids, any of my kids to do it, but he jumped on it and did really well. He took both the technician and general at the same time. So I haven't been able to talk to him much. Our schedules are kind of different, but he's enjoying it so far.
Really good. I tried to get my other son-in-law and my daughters and my wife involved, but my oldest daughter, she did some Morse code, and she was going to get her license. I don't know what happened there. Life, I guess. But, yeah, I wish my rest of my family was involved in it.
You know, I've had a 2-meter in my truck since, in my personal truck since early 90s. But working for UPS, I work in the, you know, ran package for all those years. I'd leave in the morning, come home later in the evening, and, you know, didn't really have one in the house. Kids were young, doing homework, going to bed. Just never really found the time to get them into it. And, of course, cell phones came along and computers, and they're like, why do I want to talk on the radio when I can text?
That's, man, my wife took 3 different classes for the license. They had a school in the neighborhood. One of the guys was teaching it. She went to 3 of them, but because of her work schedule, she had to get out. I was really hoping she'd follow that through.
My father-in-law was the one that got me into it.
My wife grew up with it, but she had no interest in it. She used to talk on the phone for hours, but she thinks it's funny that people will talk on the radio.
Mike, you know, the one of the reasons I got into it was just for emergency communication.
Nice to have for that. We just moved out there, well, it's been 2 years now, 2 years in October. Lived in Simpsonville for 17 years. And I just haven't had time to put up my HF station yet, or even a 2-meter antenna on the house. I've got a HT in the house. I can, you know, hit this repeater very well. I can see the tower flashing at nighttime, so I have no trouble hitting the repeater on the HT.
Area over there where you're living now?
Somewhere over off White Horse Road.
I worked at UPS truck leasing over there off Whitewash Road for about 14 years, and they sold out. And then right now I work for a company called ATEC Services. It's a truck repair shop, and it's over there on Old Grove Road. It's got a Piedmont address, but it's behind the old Gant fire station.
Familiar with that area. I get the opportunity to go back and forth from days to nights, and one of the day routes, you drive sometimes they have you deliver a little out of a package car, but then you've got the big truck delivering all day and making pickups. But one of the runs that I've had, you know, run is right, it starts out right there on White Horse, right there at 85 and White Horse, some of those businesses around there, so familiar with the area. I just off and on hear you guys talking and realize you were ending up over there somewhere off White Horse Road.
I'll probably end up retiring over there.
Cut out the UPS truck, was it, or truck leasing. UPS truck leasing sold out. I remember when they were there, but who bought them out?
I bought them.
They've got a big place over there, don't they? Across the street from the Gant Fire Department.
Fire has got a big place over there. Penske's on the other side of 85, but Ryder's got a real big place. I'm sorry. Penske's got a place down there, too. Real big place.
Something. Anyway, I just wanted to say hello to you again and kind of figure out. I figured we might be neighbors. Anyway, I just thought I'd say hello, and I know you're headed to meet the other guy there, so I'll let you go. I'm getting close to home now, so enjoyed it. Hope to talk to you again. N4ZLK.
You know, when Aunt Sue's opens maybe this summer, you catch us on the radio, and we'll meet you up there for lunch or something. But step 3, be careful. Have a great day. KK4 and XB.
N4ZLK.
To you, and have a safe travel. KM4 and XB. I'm sitting here waiting.
Cut it down to 613.
You get no lead foot now.
I've got lead in my rear. It ain't in my foot.
I'm the one that's got that problem. By my guess, it's basically across the street. So I just came on over here while you were talking to that other station and pulled in the parking lot. They hadn't opened up yet. They should be opening up in about the next 7-8 minutes.
And the radio just got clear.
My squirrel jet store right straight across the street. I don't know what it is, but every time I go by there, I get a lot of static and a pulsing sound.
And it's crystal clear.
Crystal clear on this end. You almost sound like you're sitting in the truck.
I think these handhelds, I bought those Bofangs when they were on sale a little bit, almost a year ago. And I'm not impressed.
impressed with those very much. Of course, it's a $30 radio, but these Oceans are, I like these.
What little bit I use a handheld for, that Bofang, and I think I paid $32 for it. It's enough for me.
I just can't talk to you guys in the morning on that Bofang. This one does give me a little trouble over there off the Fish Trap Road, but other than that, it does a good job.
Imagine what if you had it hooked up to the actual mobile antenna.
So it'd be like a base station, it would...
Daniel, that's what he was doing. He was using a handheld hooked up to a mobile antenna, and that seemed like it was doing just an excellent job for him.
Boy,
heard from about a week ago. He texted me. And I texted him back, and we spoke back and forth for a minute or two. But I haven't heard anything out of him since.
The death of your granddaughter?
I reckon he is. I hadn't said anything to him lately.
That was funny.
Girl pick that little skinny fella up with one arm and look at him and say, you're going to do what?
No doubt who'd been in charge in that relationship.
One thing, she's got my great-granddaughters all darn rotten. If she's around and that baby's around, she's got that baby. Unless her daddy walks in and then it's all over with, he takes her.
They'll be good friends.
Daisy's done fell in love with her.
Doing.
And sassy and lazy.
We expected mine are fat. I don't have any sassy ones, but they're lazy. I'd say they're more clumsy than lazy.
We gotta figure out why she hates the mail lady so bad.
Must have put the whooping on her.
She done something that she doesn't like, but when I see her pulling in the yard, all the time she pulls in the yard when she has a package, and I make sure she's in the house. I'm not going to have her messing with the mail lady, but something's happened. I just don't know what, because prior to that, she didn't have no problem with her.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that dog would have a problem with anybody.
That guy came to the house and wanted to use the phone, and we wouldn't let him in. I was in bed. I was starting to get up. He reached and turned the doorknob, and she came off the back of the couch and hit that door. He was gone.
He was grabbing for the door?
If he was trying to turn the knob, of course we keep the door locked and stuff. I'd already laid down, and she stays up and watches TV, but keep the door locked. And when he reached for that knob and turned it, Daisy showed him he wasn't coming in. She come off the back of that couch and hit that door, and stood up and looked at him, and all you could see was elbows and shoelaces.
That's no good.
Hit that door hard, I'm afraid he would regretted it very seriously.
That's right. And, just the act of reaching for the doorknob without the invitation, he's already invading your space.
He's probably drunk. What's probably wrong with him?
Want him in
the house. At 10:30 at night, no. Now, if it was a medical emergency or something like that, that's one thing, but just wanting to use the phone, nah. Lost you, have you? come down with a GPS one time. We was going somewhere and it told me to turn right, and there wasn't no road there to turn right on.
That is dumb, dumb. That's what I used to call a Tom Tom, you know, when the back, when they, I say still got Tom Tom, but I got the cell phone giving me directions.
It's me when I fired one up on the phone, woman comes on and says, turn right in 100 feet, so and so. I said, oh, irritating.
Pretty dead on accurate. If it gives you a time of ETA, it's normally dead on the money.
Need to get me one or two of them.
Always wrong if my wife is in the car.
Kelly, it disagree with her. She'd probably rip it out of dash and throw it out the window.
Pack a cigarette.
I tell you what, some of those things are pretty good, and then some of them I think they're a rip-off. When you buy something like that, I think the more money you put in it, the better off you are.
Absolutely.
A fellow on the old-timer on the ham the other day tell me, pay $15 for the radio, put $1,000 in the antenna, and you'll be set for life.
That's what they told me when I was trying to get into Hendersonville. They said it's going to be all about the antenna, not the ant.
I was looking around on the internet yesterday, killing time. I looked at a Buckmaster antenna, multiband 80 down to 6, and it was like 228 feet, something like that.
Trying to come in there.
Heard him all morning. He must have overslept.
Been sleeping.
Anytime, Cam, for an epic clear.
Next seat clear.